You know, sometimes the world can wear you down. You need a place to escape to. A place where you can listen to a couple of brothers talk about fantasy football. Well, have I got just the place for you. The Back to Basics Fantasy Football Podcast is right around the corner. It's where friends go to discuss fantasy football. Head on in. Put your feet up. Enjoy the show. And welcome back to Basics. I'm your host, Nathan Basic, here as always with my oldest brother, Matthew.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, it's been a minute, Matt.
Yes. Yes, at least one of them.
At least, yes, at least one full minute. I'm not keen on the math part of it, but I feel like if I said like a million minutes, we wouldn't be that far off. Is that fair? How long is a million?
It's at least 525,600, I think.
Now that's quite a bit.
Yeah, something about daylights and sunsets and midnights and cups of coffee. I don't know, man.
I was thinking you actually did the math on that. I was like, damn, that sounds like a real number.
It is, man. But how do you measure a year in the life? How about Back to Basics podcast, baby? How about it?
If we're measuring the last year in Back to Basics podcast, that number would be zero. Because
it'd be zero.
It's been like 2 years since we did this.
No,
don't you blame it on COVID. We did this.
Long haul COVID. That's what I'm saying.
The symptoms. The lungs. You didn't have the lungs.
I couldn't run at my fastest pace, so I couldn't do a podcast, man. You know how it is.
It's exhausting. No, I will say, you did kind of spring this on me out of the blue. Before the off-season started.
Yes.
I was like, hey, Matt, are we gonna do the podcast again?
What's I said
dealio?
No.
And you were like, no. And
absolutely
then I was like, I'll give it a couple of months. You know, he'll come around. I ask again, and he's like, fuck no, is what he said.
That's probably the quote.
You're like, no, absolutely not doing it. Not going to happen. And I was like, why? Why, Matthew? Why won't you do this thing? It was so much fun.
I hate these motherfuckers. They're all assholes to me.
Yep. And like, they steal my ideas, like all my draft research that I do. They steal
That's
my players.
True.
I'm like, you don't have to talk about the players. We can talk about their teams and their players. You don't got to say who you like. I was like, you could throw out smoke screens. You could say you love this guy for whatever reason and be full of shit. And you're like, not doing it. And then yesterday, you're like, hey, do you want to record the podcast again?
True basic form, for the record.
It's like, let's do this thing.
I don't like your idea, but I'm gonna hold it and then sell it back to you about 4 weeks from now. I'm going to make you think it was my idea.
That's right. And so here we are. And you're like, hey, did you fill out that show doc? And I'm like, what show doc? You're like, the document that I filled out.
The one that I'm currently creating. You should fill out the show doc that I'm currently creating right now.
It's like, I mean, if I can, yeah, let's do it.
Look, you got to be prepared if you're going to do a podcast. It's just the way it works.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. You do need to be prepared. But
so I was preparing to do a podcast, and I was making sure you were prepared with me. That's all.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for the heads up. Letting me know that we'll be recording this podcast today.
Yes,
it's gonna be fun. So, like, we're here just before season starts. Our draft is completed. Mm-hmm. We've had some new members join. Did Sep ever hear the podcast?
Sep, I don't know
he
if Sep ever
it.
Heard. No, Sep did hear it. Sep
he
was
did.
A part of the first mm-hmm. season of Back to Basics. Maddie Matt 2.0, aka new and improved, aka better Matt. Has not been a part of this, so.
I mean, he just claimed the better part. I'm not going to.
He beat me. He got it because he beat me in a game. He's the better man.
Oh, right? There you go. Yeah, that'll do.
That's why he got the name. That'll do it. That's legit. I did win the handsome Matt debate though. So,
that's right. That's right. I remember
let's
now.
Go.
It's all coming back.
But he would be he'd be the new guy. The new guy this year. There is no Kyle. Thank God anymore.
You mean Chuck's farm team is gone?
Chuck's farm team. Now we don't have to like be like sensitive and like, you know, build him up so he doesn't quit the league. He fucking quit anyway.
God,
so
about time. That guy.
Tried to be nice to that dude for years. No more.
I'll never forget the Patrick Mahomes trading conversation we had where it started with like, I don't think I want to give up Patrick Mahomes or that you could pay me what I want for him, and I insisted on trying to prove that, and I was like, no man, like we're not gonna get there. And he's like, fine, but more or less, fuck you, I hate your. I'm like, dude, I didn't want to do this. This is your idea.
I told you not to waste your time.
I was like, don't bother, it's not gonna happen, you're gonna end up angry. He's like, no,
yeah, I won't either. Now I'm angry. Chuck was right about you.
Anyway, well, rest in peace, Kyle. You'll be missed. Sorry to see you go, but
good dude.
Not from
Kyle.
This earth too soon. All right. Well, hey, Matt, well, let's kick this off with a recap of our. I'm going to say the most recent draft because technically that's true. This was like 4 months ago, though.
Yeah. Which hold on. Let's touch on that. What did? Okay. So I personally liked that we drafted early because we moved it back with the intention to create excitement within the preseason. Right?
Right.
I guess it's one thing to, like, go through all four preseason weeks or whatever and all that stuff, and then you do your draft. But then, like, all the training camp stuff, like, all that jazz isn't as exciting when you're the draft is coming up. I found it way more exciting to do the draft early and then see, like, who you drafted that ended up being good, who fucking got cut from the team, because there are a couple guys that I drafted I was really excited about, and you see, like, the preseason, like, oh, this guy's showing out, and then, like, cuts happen, and he's, like, cut. Like, man, like, I was excited about Joshuan Corbin. You know, that type of stuff. But
you know, that's an interesting point, because we also want to talk, we added a taxi squad. And the rules are, I believe, the only way you can put players on a taxi squad is from the draft.
If you draft.
However, you brought up a good point, because it happened to me, I think, is that one of the guys I put on my taxi squad has been cut.
Yeah, me too.
And so, but now we got this, like, what do you, like...
You hold on to him.
You hope for... They've been cut. They're not on a team anymore. I can't just, like...
Ah, no, Joshuan Corbin made the practice team. He's on a practice squad. He'll come up next. Don't worry about it, man. He's good. Once Saquon gets traded, once Saquon's gone, Joshuan next year, man.
Listen, I'm just saying. I feel like.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna? You gonna cut him and just have an open spot? Nah, just fucking hold on to him. See what happens next year. It's fun.
I'm gonna argue with you on the fun part. I guess they can hold
it's
on to him.
It's fun.
If the guy's
how about
not.
Now?
If no, it, no, you say it however you want to. It's not gonna change my feelings about it. I'm thinking. This is my thought, and let me put it out there. And I'm like,
okay,
what if we can sign people from waivers and put them on our taxi squad as long as they're within, like, that three-year NFL window.
Look, this could be a conversation for later years. The only way that I would sign off on that is if they are a rookie going forward. The reason we had that three-year window this year because it was the introduction to the taxi squad, and theoretically, like, when you do a taxi squad, there's, like, a window of time they can be on the taxi squad. Sometimes it's three, sometimes it's 5 years. So, like, it's just, like, that first contract is kind of the window that I like to use. Like, if they're not going to be there, then fucking get rid of them anyway. But going forward,
I'm okay with, like, I get you don't move back and forth from roster to taxi and roster to taxi and whatever. Like, I get that.
Right.
But in my mind, if the only place you can get them on the taxi squad is the draft.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a guy.
I like it. Do your research, bro.
We did, and we did it so soon, and then our guys got cut. We had good feelings.
Look, I got another dynasty team where you can have 10 people on your taxi squad. Guess how many people I had on my taxi squad after last year?
Two.
Three. I had three. Right? Like, you don't have to use it. It doesn't have to always be full. That's okay.
I guess.
That's okay.
It just seems like...
You're a gardener, right, Nathan? You're a gardener. Yeah?
Yeah. I have a great garden.
Do you eat all of the fruits and vegetables that come from your garden, or do you eat, like, most of them?
I mean, I eat most of them, but sometimes they go bad, so I don't.
There you go. So what do you do? Do you
throw them in the compost and make dirt out of them.
That's right. You throw them in the compost, you make dirt out of them. So, Jess, that's what you're going to do with this. You're just going to throw these guys in the compost. You're going to make a draft pick next year out of them. It's just going to happen. I'm a fucking
genius. Okay, I get it now because you do get the extra tax, the pick, because then you can put them on your tax. Okay, that makes a little bit more sense now. I'll let it slide for now. But that's up for discussion. League, if you guys make a comment, whatever.
In four months, Nathan's going to bring this back to me as his idea. That's how we do.
That's right.
That's how we do.
We do need to let the crew know. We have an email and a Twitter, right? Back to Basics on Twitter. Basic Bros at gmail.com. So, League, if you guys want to give us some feedback or whatever on rules and anything, hit us up. I mean, I'll have to blow the dust off the old Twitter and Gmail accounts.
Make sure I know those login passwords.
Get that password fixed. Right, well, let's do this. Let's quit talking about us and let's talk about the rest of the league. Let's recap this draft, Matt.
All right.
So, starting off, we're going to be giving you guys rounds 1 through 5, our best and worst pick.
Do you want to just recap the first round?
What?
We did not. This is. I have that little note in there. Do we want to just do the first round, or do we just want to do our best picks 1 through 5?
Let's get, nobody episode? Here is going to remember the whole first round that was picked, so let's refresh everyone's memory.
Let's just run it through,
hit
and
it.
Then we'll
you
give
do it. Take it away.
All right, hold it. Well, shit.
Oh, God.
Well, shit, Nathan. Matt. Fucking feel that time. Sorry, I had to bring my shit up. Hold on.
That's the whole
draft results. Let's go. Here we go. All right, so we had at the 101 probably the most, and this is not just in this league but in all the other ones, like the most obvious and like reluctant 101 pick.
Mm-hmm. Remember, I said you're gonna run through this real quick.
Right? Was Breece Hall?
There you go.
taken by Trent. Sep Seth went with Garrett Wilson at number 2, and then back to back it with Drake London at number 3. So a good mm-hmm. little 1-2 there. Good for him. Reminiscent of a 4-5 or a 5-6 first round wide receiver picks that I did a couple years back.
It worked out
good
so
for
well.
Him. Worked out so well. Matt 2.0, a.k.a. Better Matt, at 1-4, got Ken Walker. Charles reluctantly took Treylon Burks at 1-5.
Yeah.
Jameson Winston 2, Charles at 1-6.
It's going to be Jameson Williams. Jameson Winston is going to be his son with Jameis Winston's kid here in a couple
Good catch. Good catch. I was moving on to the next story. Jameson Williams, I mean, he won't be relevant this year anyway, but, you know, good. Mm-hmm. Honestly, a decent pick there. Chris Olave went next to Matt 2.0. James mm-hmm. Cook to Charles again at 1-8. God dang, man. Christian Watson to Mark and
Grant.
Grant. Sorry, these are picks by other people, whatever, you know, that type of thing. And
traded.
Then Sky Moore to Joe Alfaro. Yeah, Mark traded his pick to Grant for Christian Watson 1-9. Sky Moore at 10. There you go.
Yep. Ta-da. All right, so Matt, out of that little 10-pack of picks, who's the best in your mind?
All right, so here's the deal. This doesn't look good now, but just hang on to it for a little while. It's going to take some time to ruminate because this guy's dealing with an injury. But I think Ken Walker at 4 is probably the best deal there. In a lot of the other drafts, he was 2 and/or 3 that I've seen. And so getting him at 4, I know he's hurt. I think he's going to be good. I know that Pete Carroll is 90, but he is infinite. He is all. And so he will be around for forever. So they're just going to keep running the ball forever. So
I think it's the chewing gum that gives him his powers.
It might be, man.
That's why he chomps it so hard. He's got to get all of the energy out of the gum.
Yeah.
That's good. So I've got... the best pick is the first pick in my mind. Breece Hall, maybe that's cheating, but it's like, hey, whoever went first is
got the best one.
It's the best
you
one.
You know what?
Because at the time, there would have been an argument, right? I feel like when we had this, but as we are like on the cusp of season starting, looking at this group of characters, 1-1 is looking like the way to go. Breece Hall is you know leading the opportunity there in the Jets backfield. So I feel like that's. I know he didn't want to make the pick, but I think the pick was the right one to make.
Yeah, I agree there. And sometimes you just got to keep it simple, right?
Yeah.
When one's the best. Yeah, makes sense.
Sure, absolutely. And then I'll take the first of the worst. I'm going to go with all of Charles's because hashtag never Chuck.
#NeverChuck.
One, he picks Treylon Burks and puts his Charles taint all over Burks' career. So we know it's shot. Thank you very much, Chuck, for ruining... a Razorback prodigy. It's been downhill since you drafted him, I'm pretty sure. Then he went with Jameson Williams. He's not even going to play this year. Like, what's even the point?
Yeah.
And then James Cook, who I've not heard a whole lot about. I think there's a lot, some better running backs that went after. And there you go. Is it just because he has a good last name? Because his brother's in the NFL? His brother's a good running back? Like, just rides the coattails of their brother like that, you know?
Who does that?
Yeah.
Who does that? So just to piggyback onto that, mine was James Cook. I went a little more specific, but it was James Cook. He was the post-draft darling for anybody drafting early. He was drafted by the Bills after they tried to trade for J.D. McKissic, and then everything for him was like, oh, he's going to be the best. Trying to replace Singletary yet again. You know, and so...
don't like that guy.
Out of the... exactly. They hate Singletary for some reason. I don't get it. He's good. Hashtag Singletary's good, man. So yeah, I have him. I agreed after, you know, through preseason, not a whole lot. He's gonna be the third down passing down back. He is good out of the backfield, but yeah, he's probably not gonna return first round value. But you know, neither do most of Charles's first round picks.
So I mean, just saying, that's why he has to get so many. And again, I feel like he's the last of, you know, the Kyle one. So maybe he's gonna get back to a more respectable amount. You know,
yeah.
All right, round two, Matt.
Yeah.
What are we thinking here?
Okay, so do you want me to do same situation? My best pick, and this was like, applaud the dude for going and getting his dude, right? That's what we say in these drafts. Like, just go get your guy. Go get your guy. And at the time, it was like, well, you might have been able to wait another round, but go get your guy, I guess. Yeah. Trent, you know, big balls Bradshaw over there took Damian Pierce at 2-1, which I don't think anybody saw coming. But now it seems as though Damian Pierce should have gone at, I don't know, 1-6 or 8, wherever James Cook went.
Yeah.
Should have been Damian Pierce.
It would have been a great pick.
So, yeah, it was a great pick by Trent.
I was bummed. And he hemmed and hawed on this pick for a while and finally reluctantly took Damian Pierce. Like, okay. And I was mad because I was trying to get him at 2-5. That's who I had my eye on. But did not happen. Very sad. Yeah.
But, can I tell a quick story on that pick? Because if we recall, there was potential trade talk at that. Charles is trying to trade Trent for that pick so he could take his boy. And it ended up not going through because
I vaguely remember some discussion there.
Trent misunderstood or misread the text that Charles sent.
Uh-huh, it's coming back now. Yeah.
Right. And so it would have been a pretty impressive trade, I think. I can't remember all of the pieces that went to it, but Treylon Burks was included.
That sounds right.
And Trent said no, and Trent, took his boy Damian.
Trent, Chuck, hit up the Twitter and let us know what the trade details were and what happened, because I vaguely remember that. Again, it was months ago, but I do remember that happening. That was. Because then, Trent later was like, oh, you wanted this. Oh, yeah, I would have done that.
Oh, shit. I would have done that.
I would have done that.
Yeah,
and
fuck.
Chuck's like, that's what it was. You should have done it. It didn't change. You just misunderstood.
Yeah. Oh, well. But good thing Damian Pierce is working out, though, because he can still be happy about it.
Yeah, I don't think he probably wouldn't do that trade now, I bet, if I'm looking like, now that he's got Pearson.
Probably not. Yeah.
My favorite pick was, I was going to do Damian Pierce too, but you already did that. And I already picked Breece Hall. I'm not going to pick Trent twice and make his head any bigger than it already is. So I went with with Isaiah Spiller at 2-5. You know, I feel okay about it. Really, there's just not a lot else going on here. Kenny Pickett's fine, I guess. Todd would be maybe a close second for me. As far as picks, because Pickett's turning out well as well, but no, I felt good about Spiller. He was doing pretty well through camps and things. I think there's still a little bit of shuffle in there for the number two spot behind Austin Ekeler in Los Angeles, but I'm happy with it. I feel good.
Didn't Sony Michel just get signed there too? Isn't that what he got picked up? Not that you should worry about that because he's garbage.
I'm really not. I thought he just got cut. Did he get signed back somewhere?
Yeah. He got cut by Miami. He got cut by then. I'm pretty sure it was the Chargers that signed him on.
They had a
video of like Sony Michel at practice, and it was like him running half speed with nobody in front of him. I was like, this is nothing.
I love that. That's just like whenever the
Chargers.
Was it the Eagles? No, it was the Seahawks that did their the big dude that's been garbage for so long. Acquisition. Tall guy out of Stanford. What was his name?
Oh, Arcega Whiteside.
Yeah, JJ. We signed JJ Arcega Whiteside. All right. And then
as a tight end, let's go.
Let's go. And it's like all his highlight, every catch that he's had in his NFL career was part of the highlight because he only has like 8. And it was like, that's all of them.
That's it. He's cut. He's no longer with them.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah.
Great trade. All right, round. Wait. The lows.
No, bads. We're doing the
gotta
bads.
Gotta hit the lows. All right. Well, you do your low first.
All right. Look, here's the deal. This is a this is a bad pick. Bad second round pick. It just is. Mm-hmm. You don't use a high second for this reason. You go get someone that's going to help you. I think I understand what this person's doing, but this is why his team's going downhill. Tom Brady at 2-3. Tom Brady.
Play to win.
At 2-3.
He's trying to win now. Brady was out there for some reason.
Grant.
Some idiot cut him.
Yeah. Yeah, surprise. He retired. I cut him. He comes back. Drafted at 2-3. Now, would Tom Brady have gone in the second round? Probably. Should he go to Grant at 2-3? No. No, he should not. Grant should draft a young, talented player and not worry about trading. You want to know why, Grant? Listen up, buddy. Here you go. Everyone hates age in this league. They will not trade you for Tom Brady. You're going to be stuck with Tom Brady.
That's great. For like the next year or 2 years at max, right? And then he's going to retire again and then he'll be done. But he's going to get squeeze the last drop out of Mr. Brady there.
That's bad. Bad pick.
All right. Well, I'm going to argue there. I think the worst pick of this round was by second Matt.
2.0?
5-1 Matt. 2.0. Trey McBride. Who is this guy?
Who is Trey McBride?
Who's Trey McBride? What's he done? What's he done for me lately, Matt? That's what I'm asking.
Well, he was the number one tight end coming out of this draft class, arguably,
sure.
from Colorado State. I was on him 2 years ago. Was really hoping
of course
he would
were.
Come out.
There was him, really him and hoping. Matt Bushman. Him and Matt Bushman.
Hey, dude,
you were on.
Motherfucker. Look, I was on. I got notes from 2 years ago on McBride. Look. He was going into the combine with some pretty good hype, and then like rounding up to the draft, all that jazz. Like it all started to kind of go down, like not downhill, but he started to slow down. And the news of him was he was falling back a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a two tight end league, right?
For some reason,
like normally, historically, the first tight end goes at 110. Or 1-9. So historically, the first round ends with a tight end. This is the first time in a long while I haven't seen a tight end go in the first round. So
yeah, but I feel like they're good. You know what I mean? I feel like where was McBride drafted in the NFL draft? Was he even in the first round?
I don't know, Nathan. Look, I just created the show, dog.
This is your
afternoon.
Idea.
I didn't memorize the fucking NFL draft.
Well, you wouldn't have to if it would have been recording back then. You know what I'm saying? Anywho, I don't. I'm basing this off of gut instinct and shaky memory.
All right.
I feel like I don't think he was like a first round pick or nothing.
He wasn't. Okay. Also, fuck you, 2.0. Trey McBride was a shitty pick. Next, round three. Let's get to it.
Let's
best
it.
Pick in round three, Zamir White by yours
Wrong.
Truly.
Wrong.
Fuck you guys.
Fuck no.
3-7. 3-7, Zamir White. Wide receiver one next year. Running back one next year. He'll be a top 10 running back next year. They're going to get rid of the dude they got in front of him, Josh Jacobs. They didn't sign him back. He's done after this year. Zamir White's the boy. He's going to have it. That's
it. We'll see. I don't think so, but I'm glad that you're so positive. I think the best pick was Tyler Algier. It's Trent again. I know. But
Trent
it's
again,
like,
man. Running back.
Well, and they're hitting more or less like LG.
They are hitting, aren't they?
They are hitting. So that's frustrating. But all right, worst pick in this round, Brian Robinson, 2.0 again.
So mean, man.
I'm sorry,
it's
Robinson.
So mean.
Robinson got shot. So what are you doing drafting this guy?
Yeah, 2.0. What are you thinking,
idiot? Why are you going to draft a dude that's been shot by a gun? It's like that's not good.
Twice. NFL players need two legs. 2.0.
I know. So again, maybe that's an argument in favor of waiting a little bit, because I think we were going to get a better discount on Brian Robinson had we waited instead of having this draft so soon. But
Worst pick at 3-5, two picks before the best pick in this, Tyrion Davis Price, running back for the San Francisco 49ers by my brother Nathan. Dummy. He is a running back for the 49ers. He is going to get hurt every year. he's going to get hurt.
No.
He's
going to
get hurt,
no.
And he's also not going to produce. And what they're going to do, now hang tight. Let me hear all of it. He's going to work his way up. He's going to do a couple really good things this year, and then next year you're going to be like, he's the dude. And then what's going to happen? They'll have drafted somebody else. And the other dude who isn't supposed to do is going to be the dude. And Tyrion Davis Price will be nothing ever.
Okay,
spoken from someone who's managed 97 49er running backs with nothing to show for it.
Well, that's because you've done it wrong. I have managed a couple and done it right, like trading Tevin Coleman to you as the 49er running back, and I think doing pretty good. You're burned by Jerry McKinnon. I feel you. That's fine. That's
and
your problem.
And Tevin Coleman.
And Tevin Coleman, because I, and see, I'm doing
Mostert.
It right. And Raheem, yep, all of them. Here's what I did. I got Elijah Mitchell last year, and you know what happened? The guys in front of him got hurt, and he had a pretty good season.
Yeah.
Now I've got Elijah Mitchell, so what's the next on the docket?
I got Tyrion Davis Price. Uh-huh. Now I'm going to play Tyrion this year. You are doing it right, motherfucker.
Thank you.
You are doing it right, son of a bitch.
So Elijah Mitchell is going to be fine the first part of this year. He's going to end up getting banged up. I'm going to trade. I'm going to get it like a second or, you know, maybe another player in a third or something. And then TDP is going to come up. He's going to have a good back half of the year. I'm going to hang on to him through the offseason. I'm going to draft whoever they
trade
get next
him.
Year.
That's right. Trade him. Oh, man. And
boom.
God, take you're smarter back. Than I am.
That's right. Worst pick my ass. All right. Round four. This is the good one. Can we start with the worst one? Because this is the funniest shit. And then I don't give a fuck about round five. We can skip round five. There's nobody down there.
Okay.
But round four, worst pick. We both got Mark with Skylar Thompson. And here's
the worst.
This is the best worst part about it. The best part is that, one, I think he took the full allotment of time.
All of it.
In order to make this pick.
All of it.
And then he goes and picks Skylar Thompson, who I guess... I mean, I don't feel like I had heard a peep about or whatever.
Nope.
Apparently, there either is... I don't know what he was looking at, but if he would have gone to the Sleeper app, the bio description on Skylar Thompson said, he has no fantasy value. I think it was the first sentence on his bio. It's like it's just like, don't. It's like, we have to put people in this thing if they're in the NFL. And so making this for him, you could technically pick him, but why on earth would you? And there's Mark grabbing him in the fourth round at pick number 9. And that was just fantastic.
So it was his first pick of the draft. We all know Mark struggles with picking.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
He doesn't like the pressure. So I had a front row seat. I was right across from Mark as he was struggling through this pick. He had said a couple names that would have been viable NFL players potentially.
Sure.
At no point did he say Skylar Thompson, or I would have said, do not fucking draft Skylar Thompson.
Well, why would he say it? That's what he's actually going to do. He's like, I can't give that away.
Can't give that away. Someone's going to get on this guy. And so then he drafted him. And the worst thing that can happen at a draft happened on this pick. Now, you'll be at a draft, and you'll make a pick, and someone's going to be like, what the fuck? What are you thinking? Or the best thing is like, oh, man, like, I wanted him, right? That's the best thing that can happen. The worst thing that can happen is the entire league audibly laughs at you whenever you make your pick. That's the worst thing that can happen.
It was 9 adult males just cracking just up. Like, there was a moment of stunned silence, I think, like a brief second, where we're like, what? Followed by an eruption of
laughter. And that includes... Sep Seth, who, you know, has met Mark 3 times. He felt comfortable enough to laugh in your face. That includes Matt 2.0, who has never met you, and he was laughing in your face. These are good guys who in any other regular scenario would have probably thought, I should probably not laugh at this person that I don't know, but this was such a horrible pick. They're like, there's nothing I can do about this.
I don't think anybody pointed with their hands, but I feel like it could have been 9 fingers pointing along with
and
the
laughing.
Laughter. The laughter and was laughing. So significant that like the fingers didn't need to go out.
Now, we do need to say this. Skylar Thompson's first preseason game, he did very well in. He won't be a viable NFL player. He won't
What about
be, but he
what happened
did,
to Moritz Boehringer? Huh? He had a
great
game
exactly.
once, too.
Exactly. No, that's it. That's it. That Ta-da. Is it.
But I think by then Mark had actually already cut him and then had to go back.
And then, he did. And then he signed him back on. Yeah, exactly.
Got him right back.
Exactly.
Got him right back.
And again, with no competition, he was the only one that put a bid in on him.
Yep. No one. Yeah.
We all saw it. No one else wanted him. It's okay. Yep.
Awesome.
Best.
Oh, we started with the worst. I forgot.
We started with the worst. We got to do best.
The best, I went Greg Dulcich. Was my favorite pick out of there. Dolcich for Todd, I believe. I've already put up the draft thing on my phone. But I think Todd got him. I'm hearing some rumblings of Dolcich, and if you're in the fourth round, you're grabbing a tight end. Way better than the second round, grabbing a tight end and not hearing much of him. So good job, Todd. Nice to know.
Good work. Good grab. I went with, look, man, I had to, right? I had to go round four. This guy is the preseason darling. Like, you couldn't listen to anything fantasy and or football related without hearing about Romeo Doubs.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about him. Now, if Christian Watson was healthy during the preseason, do I think Romeo Doubs would have had all the hype that he's gotten? No. I think it would have been a pretty good balance between the two of them. I think he's really good. But my goodness, am I excited about Romeo Doubs.
Yeah.
I hope it pans out, because it would be a huge letdown if this guy doesn't do anything.
We will see. All right, fantastic. That's a recap of our draft, guys. Hope you enjoyed that.
We did it. Bump it up, ding, ping, ping, ping.
Ba-ding. All right, moving on. So now, Matt, walk me through this. You want us to do a champs versus chumps?
Champs versus chumps. So we got our divisions.
Uh huh.
Okay. Do. Those were voted on.
And the division names are, real quick again, just...
Closet Republicans came back. Mm-hmm. Right? Made a comeback for Closet Republicans. Probably the best, worst name ever. We all fucking hate it. And then the Adonises.
The Adonises is the other one.
So cool.
Joe picked the Adonises as a very lawyer name.
Yeah. It was good. But, yeah, so we have those. So Chance versus Chumps. What we're going to do, we're going to look at... The divisions. We're going to pick who we think will be the top two champs out of the division, right? To essentially be our top four teams. And then the chumps are going to be the bottom two from each division. If you're in the middle, you neither. There's five teams in each division.
That makes sense. Okay. We'll kick it off. Who you got for our top two? And let's go. We'll start with the Closet Republicans.
Closet Republicans. So this division is...
This is Matt 2.0. This is Chuck, Grant, myself, and Marcus.
So, Closet Republicans, my champs.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts. I got Middle Earth fighting Urukai.
Yeah.
Mark, very solid team there. Very solid team. The other one coming out hurts even more. It's got to be Latino Explosion, man. I got Latino Explosion. He's still got a good team. It's just going to be years before he's bad. He had too many first-round picks.
Is it because he has, like, Josh Allen, like, the number one quarterback?
Yeah.
Or is it because he has, like, Jonathan Taylor, like, the number one running back? Or, like, because he has Christian McCaffrey, like, the number two running back?
Yeah.
Or is it because he has, like, Najee Harris and even, like, Leonard Fournette for another year? He'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, the CeeDee Lamb and the A.J. Brown and the Cortland Sutton and the T. Higgins. Is it that part about his team that makes him somewhat decent?
Yeah.
I feel like I want to be as hashtag never Chuck as I can, but I was really bummed whenever – I got picked to be part of this division because of the challenge that I'm faced with here. So definitely understand that.
Gee, that sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah, did you have two? You don't have anything in the dock?
That was the same two I had was Mark and
same
Chuck.
Ones?
Yeah. I mean it's
fantastic.
It's kind of tough, man. They both have very good, very strong teams. Like, I didn't want to be in this division.
Yes. Very true. Okay, so for the Adonises?
Yeah, for the Adonises.
Champs to the Adonises. I got the guy that picked the fucking, winner of last year, right? Decided what the division names are going to be. He's the winner.
Makes
Laces
sense.
Out. Right?
Yep.
Joe motherfucking Alfaro. Yeah.
What do you know?
So he's in there. And then look, if you're not gonna be a cocky motherfucker, why are we even here? I got myself, man. Don't bother. Let's go. Oh man, there are holes. Don't you worry.
There's you got pieces.
But luckily
you got gaps.
Luckily, And I know he's fine. I'll make this joke. Luckily, Brian Robinson's got some holes too, because now, you know, Antonio Gibson is back in play.
I don't think that means what you think it means. Is what
it means. He's not only returning kicks. Is what it means.
They will be forced to utilize him in some running back capacity, whereas before it was going to be none. So
no,
I guess it's better than him. I still say this is a J.D. McKissic workload feast.
Backfield.
It's going to be him, and then when he gets out of breath, they're going to throw Antonio Gibson in there to block as they throw it or do whatever else. They're not going to run it with him because he fumbles too much.
Yeah, it turns out.
That's fair. I do have Joe. But also on my list, I do not have you as my champ in this division. I'm so sorry. I gotta say this is a tough one because these teams are a little bit closer. There's some other kind of I think everyone's got a little bit of like some pros and cons, some areas of strength and weaknesses that really interact, and it could work out. I honestly, like, if I'm looking at it, it'll take some happening, but I really think that it could be Sepp. I think Sepp could be number two in this division. You just run through his. You got Joe Burrow as your QB. That's fantastic. Swift and Javonte Williams at running back. That'll be good. Jerry Jeudy, Devonta Smith, and Rashad Bateman. Now it's going to take some. Like, this is where it's going to need some things to fall through. But that's talent. He's got Kyle Pitts. He's going to be fine. Dalton Schultz is a tight end too. Is fine. And Hunter Renfrow is a great the other flex down there, and then we'll see about Daniel Jones. He could come up with some random shit here and there. Obviously, he had Zach Wilson before he got hurt, too. But he's still got Rashad Penny and A.J. Dillon on his bench. Like, he's got things. He's got pieces. And if everyone stays healthy and things come to fruition, I think he could be the number two out of this division.
I agree with everything you're saying. I don't think he gets that high. But I have – I mean, I definitely saw what you're saying. With Sepp's team, he has definitely made some great strides with the bajillion first round picks he's been willing and dealing for over the last couple of years. But he's hit on a lot of them, man, and we can't all say that, Charles, or myself, man. Like, look, Joe did with his team, like with what I tried to do with my team years back when I drafted Corey Coleman and Josh Dotson in the first round. I really wanted that, like, forever 1-2, and Joe's got it with Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. That's what I wanted. I almost got there with Corey Coleman and Josh Dotson.
So
almost
close.
Did it. It was close.
So close.
They didn't quite make it with Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase.
1,500 yards from each of them, and then a dozen or so touchdowns from each to really get there. But you're every one of those guys was in the NFL, and
they
played
the
same position.
And they did, and that's what Joe's got. And Sepp might be on his way there if his wide receivers can mature. His wide receivers just gotta. The league is so wide receiver heavy because we start three of them, throw it in your flex, full PPR, right? So, I agree with you. He could be sneaky. He really could be.
All right, what's our chumps looking like?
All right, chumps, going with the Closet Republicans. This guy, no fault of his own. 2.0, you're on your way, man, right? You're going to be set here in a year or two. Just keep doing what you're doing. But right now, your team is a chump for the Closet Republican. You're just not ready to compete yet. Other guy, Grant, stop drafting 45-year-old people early second round, dude. Stop it. Just stop it.
Nope. We're on the same page here. I got the same two on my end from that side.
Yeah.
All right. Now the harder one. Again, this is, I feel like the Adonis is just more of a mixed bag here. You guys are close. For our chumps, who you got, Matt?
Queen on the River. Trent, Queen on the River. You know it. You know. It's okay. It's okay. You're rebuilding. You expected. Yeah. When you heard the name of this segment, you're like, I'm a chump, and that's okay.
And they're going to say it, and they're going to make fun of me.
That's right. You're rebuilding your team. You lost on some trades, maybe whatever. I don't know. I don't know what's happened, but you'll come back. No worries. It was very close. It was very close. Between Todd and Sepp, Sepp's team is younger with some potential upside.
It is.
Todd's team is older and they were better, mm-hmm. but they could be coming down.
They could be.
So, right? So that's how I was seeing Todd's team and Sepp's team. I think Sepp's team is ascending. I think Todd's team, if he doesn't make some moves, will age out. My team is very similar. Just for the record, I'm not blind to that. For those who are like, everyone else who Matt only talked to about his team. My team's aging out, dudes, yeah. and I'm working on it. I'm working on it. All right. Anybody want Kenny Golladay? Y'all fucking let me know.
You bet. Yeah, we'll just field those offers.
But for this year, I've got Sepp by a hair on the chump mm-hmm. side. By a hair.
Well, I feel like because I got him as a champ, you got him as a chump. He's guaranteed to be the middle team in that.
He'll be neither. Yeah, right?
I feel like then we'll both wrong. Man, again, it's tough. It's tough. I've got... I don't like Trent's team. I don't. but it's Sepp-esque, okay? It's Sepp-esque yeah. in that it's like, I mean, it would take some doing. You would need a bit of luck, but you definitely have upside. You definitely have some things that if they hit right, could be yeah. there. I mean, you got Trey Lance, Breece Hall, Ramondre Stevenson, like, is that what anybody wants as their starting running backs, Breece Hall and Ramondre Stevenson? No. But, like, there's potential yeah. there for that to be okay, right? There's
right.
potential that that's fine. That you've got a running back, a back end running back one and a running back two. And that's what you're playing for. That's what you need to have mm-hmm. there. Trey Lance could be an absolute stud. Everyone's hyping him up to be, like, just, again, the upside is there. Hollywood Brown with the Cardinals now. Would I want him? As my wide receiver? No, I like stability.
As my wide receiver one.
No.
Nope.
What about Darnell yeah. Mooney? Would I like him as my wide receiver two? Probably not. But is there a chance that maybe they both hit and they are huge? Like, these are big play guys that can do a lot and score a whole bunch. And then, you know, that's there. I don't know. And then you got Damian Pierce down there. You got Justin Fields, yeah. who I think will be whatever, you know. Tight end's yeah. a little bit sketchy. So by a hair, I've got Trent in this group. But I'm saying I don't like it. I think he's a chump, but I think it's on the edge. And then I've got Todd as my other one.
You do.
I think I it's almost like the inverse of Sepp, where I see his, you know, young wide receivers in my mind. They click and they get it together. Like you said, he's aging out a little bit. I mm-hmm. think, you know, Waddle, Cooper, Keenan Allen, Zach Ertz. I just don't see that as a group that stays together and repeats what they did last year. And I think it's done. He's got DeAndre Hopkins, but he's suspended for six, you know, weeks. So, like, it's just yeah. it's going to be a slow start for Todd. And I don't think he can pull it out. I think he's there in a chump this year.
Yeah, I see it. I see it happening.
Ta-da. Ta-da. All right. Well, Matt, what's next? What else we got?
I figured we could probably... you know, just do what everyone does. Do a little preseason playoff mm-hmm. preview. We're not going to go through and pick wins and losses for everybody, but kind of just going off of why would we do that? That's dumb. That's way too much work. That would require us to have started this more than a day ago. And so, let's just do the playoffs. How's that? Let's just throw some darts.
I have no input here. You sir drew up this whole.
I did.
Bracket,
yeah.
And you put the name, you filled it out. And I'm just uh-huh. gonna say, yeah. Walk me through who it was. This is Maddie Maymox playoffs.
Maddie Maymox, thanks, straight man. Maddie Maymox, 2023 or 2020? What is it? 2022 playoffs? Or is it 23 playoffs?
It's a 20.
It'll be 22 because 2022
20, playoffs because this is the 22
yeah,
season.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't happen in 23. For the fantasy, it happens in 22.
Yep. Pretty good.
All right, so so this is what I did catch because I was kind of double-checking some rules. Let me just throw this out there so it's out in the universe because I didn't even know this was an option. Right now, the way our playoffs are set up is once you are put on a side of the bracket, you always stay on that side of the bracket no matter who wins, no matter what seeds move forward, right? Top two seeds. So winner of each division gets a bye. And then beyond that, division doesn't matter, and it is best records. Okay, so teams like 1 and 2, again, different divisions, but like teams 3, 4, 5 could all be from the same division if they have the best record, and then it could be like one team from the other side, right? That could be a thing. But what we could do is set it up So that's all going to stay the same as far as like one and two getting the buys and then the rest coming from wherever. But we could set it up to where you can switch sides of the playoff bracket to be seeded by your seeding. So the top team always plays the lowest seeded team still in the playoffs. Right? So if there's an upset, if six beats three, then six would go up and play team one instead of team two playing team six. That's what would happen. That's what happens in the NFL, too. So that's something we can bring up later. I don't think it'll be too much of a huge difference, but it could be fun.
That sounds like something that the commissioner has to handle, and that's me, and we'll see if I'm up for that workload. But if the league wants it, obviously I'll make it
yeah.
happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to – yeah. It's the commissioner handles it as in the commissioner clicks the button. Like, yeah,
that's,
but
that's
I think,
I said. I said
yeah, but you can't – not a unilateral decision that the commissioner can make.
No. I said I'll listen to the league recommendation, but I'm saying that's more work for me, and it's all
yeah.
Like, I don't. I feel like it's something a hassle that I'm gonna have to deal with at some point.
Sure.
So I'm for that reason I'm against it. But if everyone fair. Wants it, I'll make it happen. You know.
Fair. All right. Fair. All right. So let me go through Madden Mox playoff preview. Coming out of the easier division with one of the stronger teams, we got Joe laces out at the number one overall seed.
Makes sense.
Right, so it was literally, he's got the easier side, he plays all the easier teams twice, chances are he's going to get more wins. There you go. So coming out of the harder division, and this really was a coin flick, but you know, hashtag never chuck. We got Mark Hudspeth, Middle Earth fighting Uruk-hai?
Uruk-hai.
Uruk-hai. Is a second. And then, so they got their first round buys, right? First round buys, laces out, Middle Earth. Okay. Number three, I got Charles Latino Explosion. Okay. That is the third seed, fourth seed. Again, if you're not cocky, what are you doing here? Don't bothers. That's going to be me. And then I got you, Nate, at five.
Hey.
There you go, middling team five. There you go.
You know, hey, in a dynasty format, you always want to be just squeaking into the playoffs. That's the best position. Love it.
There you go. There you go. And then rounding out, and I like we discussed previously, and I had this down there before you said any of this stuff you were saying, I got the Craig Roy All-Stars, which, you know, congratulations on the fantastic team name, Todd. Love it. Laughed out loud for that one. I hope you never change it. But I would not be surprised if this is Seb. Like, not even close. I wouldn't even be close to surprised if this is Seb. I think he can squeak in for sure this year. But what I have down, again, laces out, one, Middle Earth, two, Latino Explosion, three, Don't Bothers, four, Team N Basic, which you got to change, by the way, five, and then the Craig Roy All-Stars at six.
Okay. I had seven on the river for... And a really funny inside joke, but I was just like, no.
You're better than that. Just create something else.
Well, I had like it needs to be in Breezy for so long, and then I traded away with Drew Brees, and then we'll see.
Yeah, you traded Drew Brees like 4 years ago to me. Like I know
I've
when
been
you traded
thinking
Drew
about
Brees.
It.
I was working at the Y at that time. That was like 4 to 5 years ago.
It was. I know, but it was such a great name and it fit so well. And
I left it.
Just, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I think once Breeze is in a booth doing broadcasting, that's when I'll have a new team name.
Yeah, he won't ever go back. He tried it. He was bad at it.
Well, whatever.
Anyway, round two, I got laces out moving forward. They're playing nobody. Going to go against me. Come on now.
Yeah.
You know it's going to happen.
Boom.
You know it's going to happen. So laces out versus don't bothers round two. Again, Mark playing nobody. Got the bye playing Latino Explosions. That might be the best game of the playoffs right there.
So
Middle Earth versus Latino Explosions. It could be, man. They're both really good teams.
Both good teams. Yep.
And by good, I just mean, you know, high scoring and close, right?
Sure.
Like, I just think they're both really solid.
I've never wished for injury more. God, it's the only thing that those teams will cause those teams to go south is injury, and that's just sad.
Yeah. If you can't play your players, that'll do it.
Turns out you can't score points without players on the field.
I'll do it. So for this round, I actually did look at matchups.
Jesus.
I did. I went to whatever it is week. What is it? Week 15.
Sure.
Is
sure.
what that's going to be. And looked at some matchups to see who at least players were playing. I have some decent ones, and Joe's players got theoretically some difficult ones. Okay. And so I'm hoping that I can continue my run of the manager most often in the finals. Okay. And I got myself upsetting Joe. And going against, drumroll please, hashtag never Chuck, Mark Hudspeth,
that's right.
Middle Earth. So a rematch.
There you go. So you're saying it's you v. Mark in the
Mark in the championship game.
Championship game.
And I got Mark beating me for a third straight time in the finals.
I love this play, Matt, and here's why. You've hedged here. Because if everything else goes right up at this point, right?
I win.
Then you can either say, hey, I was right, Mark was going to beat me, or, oops, I'm wrong, I did win the championship.
I did win the championship!
So, great play. I love
Look
it.
Look at me! Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you. I hate being wrong, but I like winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was not
my intention. I just wanted to talk about how I've been to the finals more than any team in the league, but I always lose.
It's rough, man. It's rough.
It's rough. It's rough life.
But, okay, fantastic. Well, now I see here you're trying to pick who's going to have the top four picks in the next draft. Is that?
Yeah. So then that other side of the coin, yeah? You're not in the playoffs. Yeah. Not in the playoffs. Where am I picking then?
Yep.
Where am I picking, Matt? Tell me.
There you
now,
go.
We switched up a little bit. I think this was a brilliant move. The way it played out was actually really, really good with the first two teams out of the playoff going back into the pool to then be decided picks 1 through 6, right, based off of record. Mm-hmm. Or no, total points 4. That's what it was?
Yep.
Yes, total points max, whatever. Total, not,
mm,
what is
max
it?
Points.
What is But it is, yeah, max points, not total points, because it's max points for what your best results could have been is max points.
Correct. Yep.
So, so we got at pick 4. We'll go that way. Pick 4. Again, I think it's the last time he's picking in the top 5 for a while. I think this guy's going to really take off. But I got Sep. You got pick 4 next year. And then you'll only be picking, 7th and later, unless you trade for a pick. Pick 1-3. Got better Matt. Once again, like, team's going in the right direction. You'll probably get some sneaky wins. You're probably going to beat me once or twice this year because that's what always happens with Kyle's team. When you beat me
team.
Last year, it's just what it is.
Yep.
It's my lot in life.
Yep.
Yeah. And then Team Grant. Grantini at 1-2, mainly because I think he's going to try and win some games. I don't know why. Grant, I don't know why you're going to try to win games. You'll be starting Tom Brady. Why? Don't start him.
He'll get a couple. He'll get a couple with that.
He'll get a couple wins, man.
That's why he picked him at 2-4 or whatever.
Yeah.
Because.
Oh, but you know what? Oh, man. I'm dumb. It's max points 4. I should switch this. I'm switching it. It's max points 4. Trent, you're going to get pick 102. Grant is actually going to have the overall worst team. He'll have pick 101.
It's a good call. That's a good
call. Yeah, I forgot it was max. I was going off of record. I just thought Trent would be the smarter, more savvy, also / the one who's probably going to try and actually tank.
More than likely going to tank. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll do that.
Grant's a man of conviction is the thing.
Yeah,
right?
he doesn't tank. No.
No.
He's out here to win. That's true. Or maybe he's just so clever about it.
Maybe he's just really sweet and he just likes us winning because it makes us happy.
I doubt that. I doubt that, but that'd be cool.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think
he's a nice guy. Yeah, for
he's
sure.
He's the nicest dude in the league. I think until proven wrong, my take on this is that Grant gets enjoyment from other people winning fantasy football games, so he intentionally makes bad teams so he can help other people be happy. That's just what I'm going to do. It makes me feel better than saying Grant's not good at fantasy football. He is so good. He is picking. Because it's just as hard to get a coin flip right.
Wrong, yeah. Uh-huh.
Exactly. Yeah. As is get a coin flip, wrong or right or however I said it. Yeah, so he's intentionally picking all the bad players.
Oh. And maybe that's why he
texted you, Grant.
Hey, great win. After every time I play him and I beat him, he's always like, hey, great win.
Good job. See? Look at that.
Great. You have a great team. And he's like, I love what you're doing. Keep it up. And I always thought that was very nice and inspiring. So thanks, Grant.
Thanks, Grant.
All right. Well, I think we've done it, Matt. We're here at the end of the recording of season 2, I'm calling it, of Back to Basics. Because
sure
there
thing.
Was a bit of a break there in between last season and first. How do we get out of this? What do we? Was there a catchphrase?
I don't know, man. You said something. Mm-hmm. And
I feel like I said a thing, and then you said something else.
Yeah, I mean, I always said thanks for stopping by at the end of it.
Oh, I think we just got it. Okay.
And then you said, yeah.
So I'll let me try and I'll try and wrap this up, and then we'll see you. Oh, future recording plans. That's what we can do. Hey guys, we're gonna do this once a week. We're gonna have a week podcast.
Oh yeah,
for you. So we'll recap some things and talk about the matchups and all that stuff, and it'll be fun. Hope you enjoy it. Until next week, guys. I'm Nathan Basic,
and I'm Matt Basic. Thanks for stopping by.